Members of the group 350.org want the UW Foundation to dump its holdings in the fossil fuel industry and disclose more about those holdings. A Foundation official briefly met with the protesters Monday and said he'd relay their concerns to Foundation President Michael Knetter. But the Foundation also says it's separate from the university and is a private, not-for-profit institution. Attorney Frank Lamonte of the Student Press Law Center in Virginia says getting access to the records of that type of a university foundation takes some doing.
If you can show that there's enough interlocking activity between them, if you can show that the nonprofit is really acting at the behest of and entirely for the benefit of the government agency.
Lamonte says it can take a lot of money, time, and legal expertise to get university foundations to be more open, and that big media outlets with deep pockets have had the most luck. He says looking at a foundation's IRS tax returns can provide a bit more information. Lamonte says it's in the public good for a university foundation to disclose.
You know, the donors, in addition to the stakeholders in the institution, have a right to know how that money is being spent.
On a warm week in December, the climate change activists say they'll keep pushing for more information and action. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.